everyone. Today I have with me Gergé Molnar, who is a gas analyst for the International Energy Agency. Gergé is a bit of an influencer in the gas industry, as he shares a lot on LinkedIn with his latest perspectives. So we thought we would get him on board for the European Gas Conference in Vienna to hear his big insights and what they're seeing at the International Energy Agency. So one thing to note is that Gergé and the team have just released their quarterly gas outlook. So this is certainly a timely discussion for us today, as well as in Vienna at the end of March. So Gergé, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Sandil. Good to see you. It's all good. Greetings from Paris.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad we've had a chance to catch up. And I wanted just to delve into the session a bit more that you'll be discussing with your peers in Vienna and what you are seeing in the market. So my first question is, and it also relates to your quarterly gas outlook, is how has the winter gone for the European market? Were there any surprises, and what can we foresee as the challenges for the rest of 2023?
Yeah, thank you, Sandil. That's a great question. You know, when we look back to 2022, what we see is that the European market has been quite resilient despite the gas supply shock caused by Russia. You know, gas deliveries by pipe from Russia fell by almost 80 BCM. That's, you know, roughly the gas market of Italy. So it was a huge supply shock. And despite that, we haven't seen any gas supply distortions during the 2022-23 winter. And in fact, what we see is also that the prevailing tensions on the European gas supply balance have significantly moderated in the last 2 months, partly due to favorable weather conditions, but also timely policy actions. And here, just me bring you a couple of numbers. You know, the prices on TTF declined by 65% compared to mid-December of last year. The EU gas inventory levels are standing 50% above their five-year average. And also we expect that LNG supply availability will improve in the coming days and weeks due to the very welcome ramp up of Freeport LNG in the United States. Now, this being said, we are not out of the woods yet, because when we are saying that gas prices have moderated down, yes, they are, but they are still about three times above their historic average. And when we are looking at the global gas supply picture, it is expected to remain very tight because there is only a very limited new energy liquefaction capacity coming online in 2023. And in addition, there is a number of risks and uncertainties weighing on the 2023 gas balance. And, you know, this includes the possibility of a full stop of Russian piped gas deliveries to the European Union, a stronger than expected recovery of China's LNG imports, or, you know, just lower availability of LNG supply due to unexpected outages. And of course, weather-related factors such as the dry summer or a cold Q4 could put further pressures on the gas markets. And acknowledging these risks, at the agency, we hosted a special ministerial on natural gas markets and supply security in mid-February. 40 governments took part in the meeting to discuss how to foster gas supply security and highlighting the need for structured gas demand reduction and enhanced dialogue between consumers and responsible gas producers.
Okay, thank you. I mean, it's a very interesting climate when you look at the big picture. And I was thinking of the now, like going into that specific session that you're looking at in Vienna. The question is, how has Europe repositioned itself for LNG supply? When we're talking about, as you mentioned just now, China's opening up again after its COVID restrictions, and we wanted to see what are the implications for Europe as a new hub for LNG?
Now, I think it is fair to say that the gas supply shock of 2022 deeply transform the European market. And I see key for structure changes. First, the role of LNG really shifted in the European gas market. In the past, LNG cargoes supplied the marginal molecule, while today LNG is really acting as a base load in a similar fashion as Norwegian pipe gas or Russian pipe gas in the past. Second, Europe is not anymore a last resort market for LNG, but rather a premium market. TTF was trading at $6 per MMBTU above Asian spot energy prices in 2022. And this was crucial to attract all the necessary volumes of LNG into Europe in order to offset the steep decline in Russian pipe gas deliveries. The third development is that Europe is now more exposed to spot markets. In the past, long-term contracts and domestic production met approximately 80 to 90% of the EU's gas demand on an annual basis. This year, in 2023, the share of supply under long-term contracts is expected to fall to around 50%. And the rest is set to be procured via spot deliveries or short-term contracts. Also, it is important to know that gas supply flexibility will be reassessed in a way because a Russian pipe gas contracts included significant flexibility around 40 BCM on an annual basis. Now, this is not available anymore, which means that other flexibility options such as storage, LNG peak shaving, and demand response will have to play a greater role.
I hope this has given a little snippet of what we're going to be discussing at the conference. And it's actually going to be really interesting to hear what Eni, Equinor, BP, and others on the panel will be saying in light of the topics we're going to be discussing with you. You are the fountain of knowledge at the IEA with your gas analyst. But my question is, what do you want to hear from your peers in Vienna?
I'm really looking forward to discuss with colleagues across the European gas industry and the European midstreamers, how they are repositioning themselves in this completely new market environment. What are the new origination opportunities emerging? How are risk management strategies evolving? And ultimately, what is their long-term view on natural gas and gaseous fuels in Europe? And I'm also very keen to hear from policymakers on the further action which is needed to foster gas supply security in Europe and reduce natural gas demand in a structured manner in the coming years.
Hopefully that will deliver that for you. And I think some very interesting conversations are to be had. So Gerbige, thank you so much for your time now. And hopefully that's given a nice insight to what the quarterly outlook is sharing, but also to what we'll be discussing in a couple of weeks' time. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandil, and see you in Vienna.